What programs do people like to watch in your country? From my own experience, the most popular types of TV programs in China are talent competitions and soap operas. I think that people love watching talent competitions because it shows normal people becoming famous and successful, and gives many people the hope that they could follow a similar path. Dramas are especially popular with teenagers and young adults because they deal with the complexities of family life and romantic relationships. Everyone can identify with the difficulties faced by the characters in these shows, and while they are often unrealistic or overdramatic, they can give people a way of escaping from the boredom and routines of their own lives. Do people in your country like to watch foreign TV programs? I think that foreign TV programs used to be extremely popular in China, but as China's political relationship with Western countries like the UK, USA, and Australia has become more difficult in recent times, the government has made it more and more difficult for people to watch foreign shows and has made great efforts to encourage its citizens to enjoy domestic programs instead. That being said, Chinese people are still huge fans of Japanese animated shows as well as Korean dramas, as the similarities between the cultures make these shows more identifiable for Chinese people. What is the benefit of letting kids watch animal videos rather than visiting zoos? To be honest, I don't think that watching videos of animals can ever be better than seeing these creatures in real life. But I suppose that there might be some benefits. Observing animals in a zoo might make children think that keeping animals in captivity is acceptable or normal, which may result in them not respecting animal rights as much as they should. Videos of animals in their natural habitat can, on the other hand, give children a greater understanding of just how incredible wild animals are and give them a more profound respect for them. These videos can also be watched by children all over the world, and not just by those who are lucky enough to live in a city with a zoo or a safari park. Do teachers play videos in class in your country? I'm not sure about the policy in other schools, but it is quite rare for teachers in my school to play videos. My teachers seem to prefer more traditional teaching methods, like using the blackboards to draw diagrams and encouraging us to read books to learn more about a subject. We do occasionally watch nature or historical documentaries in science or history class, but these are few and far between. Personally, I think teachers should be a little more modern in their approach, as the internet is full of interesting videos about all types of subjects that can enrich our learning much more than some of the ways we normally learn.